Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
The devil is just a convenient person to blame. There are many people who have died prematurely, but it's not because the Lord wants it to be so. But those people chose a path. They opened the door of which, because they made that decision of their own free will, nobody could reverse it. Reverend Kenneth Hagin, do you know Kenneth Hagin? Huh? Kenneth Hagin was invited. Do you know Kenneth Hagin? Huh? He's dead now. He was invited to pray for a young man that was sick. And after praying and praying and praying and praying and praying, the person was not recovering. Then one day, while he was praying, God told him, don't pray for him again. That the decision has been made, he will die. So Kenneth Hagin was like, but if such a decision has been made, God, can't you reverse it? God said, no. Please listen to this story. God said he cannot reverse it. Please, I didn't say a man. Neither did I say a man of God. Kenneth Hagin said the Holy Spirit told him he cannot reverse it. That is beyond his power. Is there anything that is beyond the power of God? Huh? You will know now that there are some things that God cannot do. It's not everything that... It's not for every situation we say what God cannot do does not exist. Please hear this story, because Kenneth Hagin has almost everybody that Kenneth Hagin prayed for that had cancer got healed. But this boy is 33 and he was dying. The Lord said the boy, that young man, had made a covenant with death. But the Holy Spirit did not explain more than that. So when the man, that young man, finally died, Kenneth Hagin attended the funeral. While he was there, as they were burying him, after they buried him, the brother to the deceased came to Kenneth Hagin and said, well, maybe that's the way God wants it to. That, are you aware that while our brother was alive, even from a young age, he used to say he would die at 33. You know, he used to say, nobody, and maybe, you know, sometimes people will say some things. It's when they now die, you start remembering that this person said this thing. You know? Now, this is America, not Nigeria. You know, here, we and Satan, we live on the same street. But this America that you are trying to get visa and run to. The boy kept saying, also, have you read this story in one of Hagin's books? He kept saying, he would die at 33, that he would die young. By the time the boy started falling sick, he did not remember again. So what happens when I speak words is that, please are you with me? When I speak words is that the word is like a seed. Anything I say is like a seed. And it is looking for a soil in my heart that is suitable for it to grow. Huh? Is looking for a place in your heart, because not every part of your heart can make some seed grow. It's just like planting. Can yam grow in? I think Benue State we have yam, right? Can yam grow in Bauchi State? I doubt it. Or Maiduguri? I don't think so. There are some crops you only find them in south, in the south. Some you only find them in the cornut. I think like granite. Huh? And you will understand what I'm saying when I read Psalm 23. So you need to be very careful. Even when, just know that anytime Satan is reminding you of something like a bad thought, and it's as if he's pushing you to say it with your mouth, as if he's pushing you to say it with your mouth, it's because until you say it, it is not registered. God said he could not change it because the boy kept saying that thing over and over and over and over again till the heavens received it and hell stamped it. So now, prayer could not reverse it because the prayer we are praying now is not up to the amount of times the boy for years kept saying he will not live long beyond 33 years. Please, it's important that we watch our personal confession. If you come from a home where people don't get married or people don't stay married, you must start your confession now. Are you here now? Hello? Please don't be distracted by that child. If you come from a family where people don't get married or they don't stay married, or they normally develop one kind of strange sickness, before people know what is going on, they die. This is not the time. Or if you come from a family where a newly married couple will be doing well, all of a sudden they will start drinking. They'll start taking alcohol. The guy will just start taking alcohol out of nowhere and he will become a drunkard. This is the time to start speaking. If you notice any pattern in your family, this is the time to start speaking over your children. Whether you have children or not, start praying over them. The way that boy was speaking for years, till even God himself could not do anything. You have to start speaking now. Don't play games and assume that nothing will happen. And then when the thing now happens, doctor will say it's too late. So how come that a word or a declaration or a negative prophecy that somebody was saying about himself, maybe he was feeling cool. I'll be like Tupac. I'll be like Tupac. The whole world will know me. I'll die young. I want to die like Jesus Christ, 33. Who sent you? You want to be a hero? Who sent you? People don't know. People do things. It's just like taking hard drugs. And expecting your neighbor to die. You are taking weed, ice, banana, Colorado. But you are expecting, me, I'm taking something and I'm expecting that it's scamcy that will feel. You see, there are some things that even Satan cannot help you because you use your hand to buy it. Satan's job is to push you. Your own job is to make the decision. The moment Eve made that decision and touched the apple, God did not say they should not eat. He said, don't even touch it. It was now impossible for God to even say, let me reverse time. I don't know if you're with me. That day that thing happened in the garden, you know, God can still say, let me use my power. I will rewind the tape. In those days of cassette player, VHS, you know VHS now. Video, the video cassette. They never bought it. Before CD, it was VHS. That VHS, like one black case. So you can rewind it. If you don't have, if there's no light, you can even use biro. Or use your hand. You rewind. Thank God I have evidence. You rewind it and play it. So, but what Adam and Eve did, God in his power could not say, let me rewind time. Please, are you with me? I said what they did, despite the fact that God loved them. They just committed the sin. Let me rewind the tape. We'll now edit, cut that place, come out. The moment they did it, even God could not say, let me rewind. I'm trying to tell you that there are things that once you do them, you may not know how heavy, weighty, those things are. But when you do them, even God will not be able to say, let me reverse it. Anything that affects the foundation of a house, you have to bring the house down. There's nothing you can do. There are mistakes you make in destiny. Maybe mistake of maybe you are building a house. They made a mistake at the window level. You can tell them to break it and buy block and cement, and you do it again. But you've covered foundation. You have gotten to the roof. Then I say, it's like this building is weak. Oh, that like the foundation is this land. They're supposed to have done pile. They have done casting. Say which one is casting? Say Oga, we are going to bring this building down. You say no. Huh. Okay. The bricklayer, the engineer who is telling you that, we call all his friends who live in your area and say, the day they want to rent this house, nobody must, because this man was sent to kill. That was his mission that he got from hell. And he build this house and kill people. Because even you, if you are aware that there's something wrong with that foundation, no matter how much you like the man, you will not rent the house. Yes or yes? So this is the foundation of my message today. There are mistakes that when you make them, even God may not be able to reverse it because of how serious that matter. It's just like a woman that went to spend the night with somebody, now got pregnant. Now say, God, forgive me. Will God not forgive? God will forgive now. Will the baby disappear? Uh-huh. If you like, drink alum. Do you know alum? Some of you don't know alum. we use alum for so many things. Huh? Even the water we are drinking in boarding school, we use alum. I can't even remember the year I saw alum last. Abby? Boarding school. Some of you did not go to boarding school. Because of the dirty water they were giving us, we pour alum. What else do we use alum for? Snail. Uh-huh. For the armpit. They said the work is plenty. Some of you will notice that there are some times you just find that the only thing you want to do is commit sin. If you go out on the street like this, it's like there's sin everywhere. You are even angry at God that you are even a Christian. Everything you can imagine is as if it's just appearing. Just take. Well, may the Lord give us strength in the day of temptation. So you must pray for strength too. You cannot be victorious in this life without the grace of God. But please, before you go ahead with that you want to do, remember that decision can be more powerful than prophecy. Decision can be more powerful and potent than prophecy. Even if God comes down here now and say, you'll be a worldwide businessman, there are certain things, once you touch it, even God will turn back. So why do we find this kind of a situation in which many Christians fall into the trap of Satan? How is it possible that somebody that has been walking with God suddenly collapses? There are so many reasons why this happens. But today, I want to show you just one or two. So give me Psalm 23. Hallelujah. Some of you know this particular Bible verse. Even when you were not going to church, you knew it. So now, I want to preach from it. Because I know your favorite verse is, the Lord is my shepherd, I will not want. I want to tell you why you are going to want now. Hehe. So I would have wanted to read the whole chapter. It's just about 6 verses. But I am interested in one verse. Let's read the verses 4 and 5. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I said 4 and 5. Thou preparest a table before me, where? In the presence of my enemies, thou anoints my head with oil, and my cup runs over. All right. Let's x-ray this verse. Number one, as far as your destiny is concerned, you cannot make consistent progress without enemies around you. If you are praying that your enemies should die, they will not die. Because if they die, you will be lazy. You will not pray again. You will not come to church. Huh? You will delete my number. Some people now, they don't like me, but they are forced to greet me because they know that they still need me. I need God. God told the Israelites, some of you are wondering that I have come again. No. God told the Israelites, he said, when I take you to the promised land, he said, the land we have giants. Huh? He said, I will give you that land, but I will not remove the giants in one day. That is the land flowing with what? Milk and honey. But God said, that land, when you get there, you will still be giant. Why? Anytime you are, your life is free and there are no challenges, you will be lazy. And how you will know that Satan is on top of your case is that when you are supposed to do the things that will move your life forward, you will become tired, you will be feeling sleepy. You want to watch Netflix. You just want to go and watch Arsenal and Birmingham. So when you find that when you are supposed to be burning the midnight oil, you are feeling sleepy, just know that your enemies are around. Just know. So because some of you are asking, am I under attack? I'm telling you how to know. Put up that scripture. Who prepared a table before me? God prepared. When God saw your enemies, he told you to sit down. He now prepared food. Say, start eating. Come on, say amen. God is not afraid of the contention over your life. God is not afraid of Satan as far as your life is concerned. God has the solution to your problems. Jesus has the answer to your prayers. Huh? And one of the ways he demonstrates it is that when your battle becomes very intense, he will prepare a table. And what is that table? It is praise. The way he told Ezekiah and his army, you will not need to fight in this battle. And they decided to praise God. By the time they got to where the enemies were, they were all dead. So he prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. God is not discounting the presence of your enemies, or whether human or spiritual, or maybe character. It could be character, a character problem. God is not discounting that they are there. God knows they are there. But God is also making a statement that you belong to him. Do you understand what I'm saying? In the midst of your enemies, God is also making an announcement that you are what? You belong to him. So all of them will stand up and watch you eat. Say amen.
Amen.
The moment God sees that you have a sizable number of enemies, he will now prepare a party where everybody will come, but they will stand. There will be only one chair. and that chair will be for you because you are the one that wants to eat. Anytime you notice that there's a gang up, I'm telling you that this is a divine promise from God. So one of the things or attitude or attributes that God wants us to develop when we see that we are surrounded by enemies, is to enter into a mode of rest. Do you know how you feel when you are at a party and you are just relaxing and you are eating? Like there's no problem outside. God wants you to have the same attitude. When you see that you are surrounded, know that it is because you are close to a major breakthrough. And you know what happens anytime you are close to a major? They want to gather around you to push you so that they know that if you cross this line, you have gone. Yes. So you will now notice the problem. You will wake up this morning with headache. As you are waking up, your phone has not rang. They will call you and tell you your mom. They say she's sick, so she can't talk. Then something happened on Third Mainland. Hey, we're a pastor. Our boss caught fire. I managed to escape. Then you get to your office. The key of the office with you. The key has dropped on Third Mainland. Or you get to the office and realize your purse with all, some of you, how many bank accounts do you have? Maybe you have 10 bank accounts. ATMs, everything, or the main ATM, all the ones without money was with you. The one that fell down was the one with 200,000. Money that you promised that, Mama, today I will send part of this money to you. The ATM, out of, the one that has 2 naira, or 100 naira did not fall down, it was the one with 200,000, you know. You just find that so many things begin to happen to you that even when someone asks you, what's wrong with you, you just burst into tears. Because where do you want to start from? You are surrounded by unexplainable things. Sometimes if the devil wants to top it up, you will now see a spiritual dimension. Warfare, spiritual attack. And let me tell you, a battle is not lost until you break down emotionally. A spiritual battle is not lost until you break down emotionally. The moment you break down, you cannot carry it again. You cannot control yourself. It's over. Are you here? Are you still here? Have you gone home? Me, I try to understand the science or the way these things work. For instance, I said something here a few weeks ago. I don't know if it was online, but I think I said it here. I said there are certain problems that you cannot resolve if you are not tenacious in prayers. That means if you are not full of prayers till you get an answer, that battle will be lost, and it will not be because God wants you to lose it. Like when Elijah prayed for rain. If he had not insisted and prayed, the Bible said, James said he prayed and prayed and prayed until what? Until the heavens gave rain. So, an average believer today that only knows how to listen to 1 minute message on Instagram. They just cut one of my messages, highlight, put it on Instagram. Your own is to like and share. But you don't listen. And you should be blessed that you are hearing these things. Many people will not explain it to you. Like, they prefer that once you have the problem, come to them. So when they pray for you, they know the formula. They've cracked it. They know the kind of fasting you will fast. And they know you cannot fast. So you go and bring 500,000. What I'm teaching you now is how to be anointed and how to keep your anointing. Because some people can be anointed, but they don't know how to keep it. And they don't know how to grow in it. Every time you notice that you are suddenly surrounded by so many problems, your breakthrough is around the corner. Enter into a season of intense praise and worship. Begin to praise Him and begin to worship Him and begin to thank Him. Because in spite of the warfare, it is the Lord that will prepare a table before you in the presence. He will make them stand and watch you eat. But God will not prepare that table until he sees that they have gathered. And then your own attitude must be correct. Are you still here? And whether you like it or not, challenges will come. I prayed for a lady in Asia. She lives in Asia. She's been going through so many problems. And then, at some point, she thought that while her husband is sleeping this night, she will kill him. That the husband is one of the problems in her life. The marriage is just about 4 or 5 years. Marriage. When they were getting married that day and the people were dancing with them, if I had come on the altar to say, Shakataba Itakaya, the Holy Spirit said, 4 years from now, you will stab this man. Maybe they will throw me from this place and throw me into the express. Eh? And except when Jamaica is around, I will break my neck outside there. Say, how can you call yourself a man of God? Are you sure you are a man of God or a man of devil? On a day of joy, like this, then people begin to prophesy, nothing will happen to you in Jesus' name. I prophesy. Begin to shout. You people are laughing. Shebi, that was what they did to one prophet in the Bible, Micaiah. He told the king that he will not, if he goes to war, he will not come back. Hey, who are you? Always bad prophecy. The Bible says anything we say, we should encourage people. I'm also anointed. God, they pour oil on my head before they call. You're a small boy. When did you start seeing vision? I just start. But what I saw is that these people, this girl will stab this boy. Or like that girl that works in GT Bank that I told. You know me, when I talk, people think I'm advising. I'm not advising you. If I tell you something, it's not an advice. It's just that I'm tired. So this year, no advice. Like the girl that I told, this boy you want to marry, go and call off that wedding. Family have agreed. The girl is a Muslim, she became a Christian, but she wants to marry a Muslim, a Lagos Muslim. You know, Lagos Muslims are very liberal. And I told her, I said, the Lord said it's not in this matter. The girl cried from V-High till she got to her house on the mainland. Cried. But you know, crying does not take the place of obedience. Huh? There are people that are crying, Pastor David, in church also. It's not the worship that is moving them. Won't it down? They have committed, they have done the unthinkable. They have put their hands in the cookie jar, in places that if they remove their hand, katakata go boss. The girl went to meet the boy, said, this marriage is not of God. I cannot do it again. Let's call it off. Because the girl had a child when she was, the year she finished work, she got pregnant. The boy asked her, who will marry you? Say, see this Satan, eh? Say, who will marry you? Say, who, as I'm looking at you like this now, the boy is about 12 years old already. You are like this. Point to one person. You say you are a Christian. Point to one person among your church people that can marry you with a 12-year-old son. Say you are a fool. That's what I told the girl. The girl called me. He called me a fool. I said, are you not a fool? She said, did I ask you to go there and be arguing with him? I said, go there and break the relationship. I didn't ask you to call me and tell me what he said. I'm not interested in what he has to say. You are the one God sent me to. Are you not a fool? These are real life cases, so, that I know of, that I was involved with. Because there are things you put your hands into, even God will not be able to do anything. Unfortunately, we don't know what those things are. If Eve knew that eating that forbidden fruit If she knew that it would be like this, maybe she would have thought twice. But Satan is a liar. Even when he tells you the truth, his plan is to deceive you. When Satan tells you the truth, don't cross. Oh, this one is one way. His plan is to deceive you. That a prophecy is right doesn't mean he's a man of God. Anyway, bottom line, the boy told the girl to come to the house. Let's talk about it. You know, when the guy starts saying, let's come around, just know the devil has concluded your case. If the guy says to you, come around, let's talk it over. Once you hear come around, remove your two shoes and start running towards redemption camp. Once you hear come around, remember Pastor Gwenga's voice today. Remove your two shoes, whatever it is that you believe in, and start running towards that thing, because you will not come back the same. The guy said, come around. She came around and she became pregnant again that day. So out of shame now, she's going to have two children without fathers. She has to marry the boy. Then the husband, after the marriage, the boy died in 1 year. The husband died 1 year later. Don't play games. So, if you know that there is error in your family lineage, start now. Start speaking life to the root of your family, to your tree, the tree of your family. Start speaking life to it so that your children will not fight battles. Don't close your eyes and say, when I go to America. That's why I started my story with that 33-year-old boy. Okay, no time to waste. Are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
Put up that scripture. Let's round up. This is my main message. Look at the lower part. Thou anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth. Now, for you to understand, you know, Ose, I didn't really understand this scripture, like this particular one, until recently. I knew it, but I now understood it again. Mama, if you notice this Psalm 23, the first thing David was saying here, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. So for you to understand the language of this chapter, you have the shepherd and the sheep. Huh? The shepherd and the sheep. So it is through those glasses, eyeglass lenses, you will read this chapter, that there's a shepherd that provides for me and takes care of them. There's the sheep. Now, when you read, thou anoint my head with oil, we today don't know the meaning of that statement. But in those ancient days, Pastor Tokwe, this statement had a meaning. Do you know the meaning of that statement? Thou anoint my head. It's not anointing to fall under the anointing. These statements, thou anoint my head with oil. Do you know what it means in ancient days? What it means is that in those days, you see, when those sheep, they are being, also, do you know the meaning of this statement? Thou anoint, according to, as in terms of, it's not setting apart to, it's not in, I understand you, but in the context of, thou anoint my head with oil. Let me explain and pay attention. In ancient days, most of those shepherds used to have lots of sheep. Huh? Lots of sheep. Even if, and all those sheep, they know their shepherd. If I meet Ose now, Ose has like 200 sheep. I have 300. We now meet, we shake our hands, start gisting. Huh? While we are gisting, all our sheep mix together. Huh? Mixed together, that no, there's no way we can tell how many sheep belong to me or Ose. No way again. They are mixed, and I did not put mark on my sheep. What the shepherd will do when it's about to go, Ose, I'll say, okay, we'll see now. We'll see tomorrow, or we'll see next tomorrow. I shake his hand. The shepherd will start singing a song, or he will start humming. And he would just be walking away. The sheep have been hearing him sing that song every day. every day. From the day that they gave birth to those sheep, he used to hum that song. The moment they hear, the sheep will separate immediately because they know the voice. Oh, hallelujah. They know the voice of their shepherd. You say you cannot hear God, it's because you don't stay with him. It's not prayer of deliverance again. Huh? When you stay with him long enough, you will know his song. You will know when he moves. Ah, it's like God is not here. You will feel it. Ah, God is here. You go to a church for the first time, you will know if God is there. First time, oh, and it has nothing to do with the keyboard, oh, the Spirit of God will tell you, don't go here again. He will tell you, ah, this place is okay. Go there. As the shepherd, Osetu has his own song that the sheep know. Because my own sheep do not know that song, it doesn't make sense to them. So they will, and if you count, 200 sheep will follow him, 300 will follow me. So what is this oil that every shepherd must anoint the head of his sheep with? Put up that scripture. Many times, because of the way those sheep usually move together, they normally attract flies. And they are these kind of flies that will be gathering around their head. And it's very uncomfortable. Sometimes you will find it becomes so bad that the sheep can use his head and on and start hitting a wall or fighting another sheep because of the disturbance of the flies. Itching flies, they just perch. You see their whole hair covered. The thing, you know, it's like feeding on their hair and head, and they're bleeding. Some of the sheep, those sheep, they will hit their head against the wall until they die. The sheep, oh, that's to let you know how terrible. It's just like someone that bees are running after. So the way bees sting us, that's the way those flies would perch and disturb those innocent sheep. But the shepherds now developed a weapon that every time they anointed the head of all their sheep, the flies won't be able to follow them. Hello, are you here? Once the shepherd pours oil on their head, all of them, once the shepherd, you know, also use one word, consecrate, separate them with oil, with the anointing, Now, how many of us are familiar with the demon Beelzebub? Have you heard that name before? It's in the Bible. It's a priest, so it's not a small boy. No, it's not the spirit that is operating in Maryland, or that is disturbing you. One Beelzebub in Nigeria, this nation will sink. Beelzebub is a right-hand man of Satan. He's not a small boy. Beelzebub is known as the Lord of Flies. He's the prince, the principality, and that's why flies are one of the symbols of demonic activities. If you see flies in your dream, don't pray. There is demonic activity there. If you see goats, stubborn spirits. If you see peacock, spirit of pride. Are you here? So when the shepherd anoints their head with the oil, it protects the sheep from having emotional and physical accident. They won't kill themselves. So when the scripture said, thou anoint my head with oil, such that my cup, runneth over. So it is a continuous, process of anointing. It's not one time. How does this relate to us? Because we are the sheep of Christ, is our shepherd, and we are the sheep. What part of your life makes you misbehave? Like when you see a sheep that is standing alone and it begins to hit his head against the wall. What do you think that looks like for us? Is it not our emotions? What makes a person forget that he's born again? When Satan invades your mind, you are now looking for how to change all the passwords on your phone because you don't want anybody to see your chat. You are beginning to misbehave. Hey, are you still here? Church is quiet. You begin to tell yourself, I'm not the only one doing it. Your mind has been exposed. If there is one out of 300 sheep, if one decided to go and visit us, one maybe made friend with one of us as a sheep, and that day did not stay for him to be anointed, as they start going on the day's journey, he's the only one that demons will follow. The flies will follow him. People say, but what happened now? Nobody noticed that he was not there when they were anointing them. So, what is this anointing? 1 John chapter 2 and verse 27. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 27. Quickly. Are you blessed? Many of the attacks we are facing spiritually, we just disappear by 40%. If we know this one. He said, but the anointing that you have received, where does it abide? In you. And you do not need any man to teach you. For the same anointing teacheth you of all things. If you make a new friend today, stay on this scripture, you can ask the Holy Spirit, who is this person? And he will tell you, this girl is a gossip. This girl is a witch. Don't follow her. Don't associate with her. You don't know anything about her. But you have stayed with the Holy Spirit to the point that the anointing, which is the Holy Spirit, can teach you of how many things?
All things.
Anything. It will tell you, this business, don't do it. It's not, the Holy Spirit is not there to make you speak in tongues alone. The Holy Spirit can tell you what to do. And this thing about the Holy Spirit teaching us, not many Christians enjoy this aspect of the Holy Spirit. You just see them, 1,000 church on Sunday, waiting for the prophet. The way Abraham, the way the Israelites told Moses, just they go, make you the seer, anything we ain't talk. Just be praying, anything we about talk, we'll do. It's a lie, you will not do it. They are the ones that almost killed Moses. Rob him off, make God turn his back on him. Because Moses was the only one going before God. But God's plan was that as Moses was going, he should be bringing them. Follow me. You too. Hear what I'm hearing. They say, when they came, they saw the fire that was burning. They saw I cannot. Because God told them that for 3 days, for them to see him, they must fast. You know, stand for Bible. God said, I want to come and visit you, so go and fast. Can you tell anybody that one in today's church, and they will not say you have turned yourself to a commando, to a hyena? You don't know hyena? Okay, go and watch Shabbat. They will say, he's trying to control us. He wants to tell us how to live our lives. Bro, God said, before I see you, go and fast for 3 days. It's in the Bible. Part of the condition for that fast, he said, you must not touch your wives. Was it not God that said, what God has joined together, no man should put... Okay, God said, for these 3 days, I put you asunder. God said, wash all your clothes. I don't want to eat. See, even up to... You are praying for divine encounter. God said, when I come to your house, I don't want to see any death in front of... God, are we thinking this thing? Are you listening to me? If God insisted so much about their external environment, so how do you expect him? What do you think he wants to see in your heart? Are you with me now? If God say, as I'm coming, after 7 days of fasting, let everywhere in your house be clean. No dust everywhere, rearrange everywhere. Wash all the plates. How many people fast and do it like that? Do you know anybody? Some people, throughout the 7 days fast, they will cook and cook and cook. They say they are not eating, but they are tasting it because they put salt. After all, that one is not, I'm cooking for the family. Hello, hear me. You will not touch your husband. Is it God you want to see? Okay, you want miracle? Okay. That one is small. But you want to have encounter with God. After they fasted, many of them could not leave their wives for 3 days. Useless people. They could not leave their wives for 3 days. 3 days. That's why they were telling Moses, we don't want to see him. Hey, you be praying for us. Moses, you go and die. Because it's Moses that can leave his wife for 40 days. And the woman will not complain. She's the mother in Israel. She's the pastor's wife. And now she go suffer. Now no concerns. You will think that they were telling Moses that because they were afraid of, oh, he's so holy. God is so holy. If we see him, we'll die. It's a lie. Now 3 days we use that. Maybe by the end of the year, it will now be 7 days, 21 days. Pastor said we should fast for 14 days at the end of the year. He said, the Holy Spirit said this year, we will do December 1 to January 1. Now, that's what the Holy Spirit said. Meanwhile, you are part of planning committee in your office for end of year party. And everybody is counting on you to turn up. But your pastor called you and said, God said you should fast for 7 days. Are you my God? Why didn't God tell me? Haven't you seen those things? People say, if God wants to tell, God can tell me myself. God will not tell you because you know they hear what. So he sent me to you. Say 3 days. And that 3 days, clean your house. I don't want you. Some people, when they are fasting, it's as if they are sick. They will not be able to get out of the bed. You see them, they say, the thing, just one day, the thing don't enter their eye, enter their ear. The fasting, if they want to die, be feeling very weak. Well done. I'll call you back. What? Now 3 days will they go. See this one, you don't come and die here. Just one day, you say, please help me bring that cup of water. Look at where you are sitting down. See the cup of water here. You are waiting for who will pass. You now tell them, go and bring the cup of water. We are thinking it's 3 days, oh. Those boys. You see, when you see all these things in the Old Testament, it gives you an idea of how God wants us to approach him. It's not to be legalistic, but for you to understand the seriousness of the matter. The shepherd needs to anoint their head. Say, my head you anoint with oil. Huh? That head there signifies the place of authority. The place that Satan will contend for every time he comes against you. That place in your life on which the authority of heaven rests on. Huh? For you, there are people, there are people, no matter the sin they commit, as long as they have not touched another woman, they will prosper financially. There are people's prosperity that are tied to sexual purity. I'm talking about like their business, is the condition God gave them. I will give you money, but if you use this money to follow woman, I will take it back. So when you know that this is the condition that drives your business, you will notice that it is women that will be coming to look for you. Because Satan already knows that God said, do not touch this fruit. Do not eat it. Satan will now be arranging people who are coming to patronize you. They will be buying from you. They did not notice that you are usually alone. Brother, you are so quiet. It's a lie. It is the prophecy and instruction that is attracting them. So Satan is putting them along your side because he knows the value of the money in your hand in the kingdom of God. Satan will never tell you, oh, come and sin. No, but he will contend and give you alternative. So when you know that there are things that are associated with your anointing, for instance, the anointing to be able to do certain things or to prophesy at a particular level may be tied to some things, which may not only be what is general to everybody. So don't worry if you don't understand that one. You must protect your mind. The Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence. This is the only thing the Bible tells us to use all our efforts to protect our heart. See that your heart, eh? It's not a nice... under some conditions, you will somersault, you will misbehave. It's just that you are not aware. You think you're a good girl. That's why the Bible encourages us to live in a community as Christians. So that if one of us is having problem, you know when the fly begin to follow the only sheep that was not anointed with oil, we can come around and easily will note that person and protect him. But if out of 200 members, 200 of them are exposed, if everybody is exposed, where would the shepherd start from? When you come and you see 200 sheep knocking their head, and if you see the way that happened, they will be bleeding, but they won't stop. Because once the flies see blood, they will now follow them. As they are knocking their horns and they are bleeding, they will not stop. It's as if they become mad until they die. You need a new anointing. Hallelujah. You need a new anointing. So, this anointing comes from spending enough time with God. This is not anointing of 10 minutes prayer. This is not anointing of 30 minutes prayer. This is an anointing of God knows when you will come. Like, this is the time David normally comes. Do you have an idea what I'm talking about? That when it's 5 a.m., for instance, they know the voice, one of the voices they will hear is David's voice. Or maybe your own prayer time is 12 p.m. They know that 12 p.m. we will hear Mama's voice. They know where Mama normally comes. They know where Mama normally prays. They've known you. So they will build your encounter around your prayer time. Are you with me? When the heavens note that this is how you pray, they will organize your supernatural encounters around your prayer time. You must stay long enough to be anointed daily. The Bible says he loadeth us with benefit daily. One of those benefits is the anointing. The anointing of yesterday will not be enough for today. The anointing that pursued those and sent away those flies yesterday might have become rusty and stale. We need fresh oil. Come on, say fresh oil. We need fresh oil to fight today's demons. Those flies are demons. When they show up tomorrow, they should meet a new anointing. Hallelujah. They should meet an upgraded anointing. They should not meet you where you were yesterday. The key for this anointing is for you to learn how to stay. That staying includes prayer. That staying includes study of the word. That staying includes sometimes just sitting down and you are quiet. Quiet. You are not praying, no. You are just quiet in his presence. If your phone will ring, you will not pick it. The Bible says that, and Samson wist not, or he knew not, that the Spirit of God has departed from him. There are things you do, especially when you are in God's presence, you have to be very careful. Things you cannot do in front of your president, you cannot do in front of your governor. But you do it to God, and think because you cannot see him physically, it is acceptable. There are things you do. By the time the Holy Spirit turns back and walks away, you will not know. The way Samson did not know that the Holy Spirit had left him. Why are you picking your call? If you say you want to pray for the next time, why are you picking your call? Why are you picking your... Okay, what is the reason? Because you love money. Meanwhile, this one is not even money. He's gossip partner. Guy, Alpha. Guy. I pray. Ah, you don't cast. Ha ha. Make I call you back. So gossip wants to start. Some of you don't know that men gossip more than women. We just don't call it gossip, we call it gisting. Stay long enough on that table. Huh? Put up that scripture. When he prepares a table before you, he's feeding you with his word, imparting you with inspirations and with prophetic words. He's feeding you with your dose of manna, daily manna. And after he has fed you, he now anoints you. After he has fed you, he now what? He anoints you. He empowers you to be able to activate and to live by the power of the things you have heard and received when you study the word. And it is by that anointing you will now face those enemies that have surrounded you. And then release the word and they go. We must go back. We must rediscover the place of staying with God. We must rediscover learning how to stay with God. There is no shortcut. The same way you cannot go to university and graduate the same day. There is no shortcut. If anybody tells you, somebody will lay hands on you and then you will get it like that. My sister, laying of hands will not take away the responsibility. There is no shortcut. The Bible says Jesus chose 12 disciples that they might be with him, that he might send them out. That they might be with him, then he might send them out. There was nobody he sent out that was not first with him. Because you want me to send you out, but by the time you stay with me, you now realize maybe you really don't like me as much. Come and stay with me. Come and check me out. Maybe I'm even the kind of guy you want to marry. Come and check. Forget the whole Instagram handle thing. I slide into my DM. Forget all those rubbish. Come and see the devil you want to marry. Go and look at him. Look at the color of his singlet. Go and look at the thing. Because this is the person you will live with. Look at this person now. This person, is the only good thing about this one is when she wears makeup. There's nothing good about her again. From the room to the kitchen, upside down. So go and check. Go and stay there and look. Are you sure this is your wife or is she your girlfriend? You need to ask. How can I trust you if I have not stayed with you? Or you've not stayed with me? Many of us are praying and say, God, if you can do it, you can do it. God says, your prayer is not the problem. Answering you is not the problem. The problem is that we don't trust you. We don't trust you. So we must labor. Come on, say labor. We must work hard and labor for this oil. And that is majorly in the place of staying with the Lord. And secondly, taking every step to protect your emotions and the state of your heart. If you do these things, you will begin to operate under the anointing and you begin to operate with the covenant of divine security, and it will shock many people as though you are not serving the same God. My prayer is that the blessings of this scripture will follow us. Because there is a blessing that follows verse 5. And that's verse 6. It says, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell. Come on, say dwell. I will dwell. You can't. How you get it is how you keep it. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May you not find what will take you out of God's house. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for tonight. We ask for understanding and grace. In the name of Jesus, that Lord, you will breathe upon us. Breathe upon this word. Let it find a resting place in our heart. In the name of Jesus, be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. In the name of Jesus. We receive the grace to tarry in your presence. We receive the grace and the strength to tarry in your presence. Be forever praised. In Jesus' mighty name.